name is Stephanie Adamus, and I am the editor for the Upper Middle. And I am here with Max Fos, our owner. And we just wanted to get together and really let you guys know what the Upper Middle site is all about, what our goals are, and what you can be looking forward to going forward. Welcome to the show, Max.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about how you came up with the idea of the Upper Middle, the name of it, and just kind of the whole idea.
Yeah, well, I live in the community, and I saw traveling, my kids going to school, going to sporting events, hobbies, I saw a connection between the three communities, the North Central, the Biltmore, and Arcadia, and the three areas are really connected. And, you know, a lot of my friends and the social circles you run in. And so I saw a connection of these three communities, and I thought, you know, wouldn't it be great just to create some sort of media outlet that could report positive and meaningful stories that was relatable to these three, what I would call connected communities.
All right. And so what is your long-term goals for this site?
Yeah, my long-term goals are to create what I would call as relatable content to the people who live here, mm-hmm. and that they go there and it's like going to have a cup of coffee with your best friend, and you read it and you walk away and you just feel great about what you just experienced, or the video you watch, or the podcast you just listen to. And so my goal is to hopefully create something like that together, and then to see if it's something that we can mimic in other connected communities around the state or around the country. And we've already started looking in and have some great leads in other communities like that. And so I think people are getting their news, and it's what I would call drama, the creation of drama, and then the reporting on the drama, and then the reporting on the reporters who report the drama. And I think people are so tired of that, and they want to feel good about what they're participating in and what they're reading and what they're looking at on their phone, whether dropping the kids off for school or, you know, sitting at a stoplight. And that's what I hope we can create.
I know that when I came on board, we talked a lot about what we wanted for it, like what the community really represented. And one of the big things, like you had mentioned, was about how divided, you know, the nation and the communities are when it comes to politics, when it comes to like their personal views. But then you also see a lot of unity, you know, amongst women coming together and really empowering. So I know that's something we had talked about really wanting to take on and be a part of. One of the big stories right now is we just did an interview with Nicole Stanton. So really insightful to sit down with her and understand where she is in her career, how she got there, and her perspective about women in the workforce.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the great thing about Nicole Stanton is an incredibly successful person in her own right, in her own career. And she's also a wonderful mother and has done things to stop bullying in our community. And so she has this great story. And, you know, what you hear, I think of the Bette Miller thing, the wind beneath my wings. And she's that wind for Greg Stanton. But in her own right, deserves to be talked about. And it's such an interesting dynamic in looking at it from a different view, where a lot of people probably know a lot about Greg Stanton, but not Nicole. And she is worthy of having her story told as well. And so I'm glad we did it. I'm glad she agreed to it. I hope people enjoy that interview. So I think it's creating more stories like that, and it's looking for people in the community or people nationwide that people can relate to, whether it's another mom or someone who started a successful business or someone who, you know, is a father and a coach, and he's juggling, okay, how do I, you know, be successful in my career and also be, you know, a great father and want to be involved in my kids' lives? And, you know, how do you juggle all that? Phoenix has blossomed into these different pockets. We have great restaurants, you know, we have great people, we have leaders in the nation in Arizona, and we have leaders in the nation and all that here right in this community we're going to serve, or we're serving. And I hope to tell those stories in a way that's relatable and not just the traditional story you can read anywhere.
Right. Yeah. And I think that storytelling is important, especially to help move and inspire people. And I know that's one thing that we're really trying to do, is bring a community together, connect these neighborhoods to see themselves as one unit, and kind of just work together and really get to know who's in our community. So I know that your background a lot is in politics and marketing. So what really inspired the jump to do media and really kind of take this on?
Yeah, I got started with John McCain way back in 1993, so I'm going to age myself. But I think that, and then from there, you know, started the company and, you know, got into more advertising. We do, you know, a lot of advertising here locally and nationally. And I just saw, like, this need, you know, and a need for me as a father going in and going, okay, what's there to do this weekend with my children? You know, and not relying on, you know, and having to go to my wife and ask her, but I wanted to come home and offer that to my family and my kids and looking for that. And, you know, there's stuff out there, but there really isn't community. I haven't found the really community-based place for information like that's in a format that's relatable, that isn't, you know, surrounded by a million ads and all that, that isn't serving some other things, or where you have to go and then you get, you know, some rotten news about what somebody did somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so I see that, I see this as hopefully a place for that. And I think the Nicole Stanton interview is that.
Right. Yeah. And I know that's one of the other things we talked about, is that we really wanted this to be objective media, because a lot of times things are slated, people misconstrue, they take things they read in blogs as facts. So what our team is really working on is the messages that we're putting out are direct messages from the reports and the research that we're doing.
It's exciting for me to, the team that you've put together is incredibly exciting. I'm looking forward to what we produce together, and I'm looking forward to how successful this is going to be.
Yeah, and I think one of the unique things that the listeners would like to know is that we are actually in the area that we're covering. So the upper middle, the area that we're covering, we're right off of 12th Street and Missouri, is
Missouri,
it?
Yeah.
12th Street in Missouri. So we are right here in the mix, our office. And, you know, when we do our team meetings, we're doing it at local coffee shops. We really want to embed and immerse ourselves in. And I live here. I know you live here as well. So we know it's our neighbors and what you guys want to hear. But we also want to hear from you and what stories you want us to cover. We have a lot coming out and we're really excited. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, I would love people's feedback. You know, we're working at making this great, relatable content, and any feedback or any thoughts, we're a blank slate here, and we'll take them and we'll put them into practice if it makes sense for everybody. And thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And we look forward to pushing out more podcasts and more content.